Okay, hello everybody, and I'm on my own tonight. I imagine that, you know, here we are the day before New Year's Eve, day before Christmas Eve it is, and in Europe that's a big deal. You know, it's even in a way more so than Christmas Day. So there's a lot of preparations that are being made. And I just want to lead you through our meditation, basically, okay? Now, you know, in a way, I want to sort of change our approach a little bit. We have some, I think, some beautiful ceremonies and rituals coming up tomorrow at, it'll be 1 o'clock finish time. And I think I've put that in your chat box. There will be the Christmas peace, and that is at 11 o'clock a.m. GMT. Now, I know that's not the greatest for everybody, but do what you can. And the next day as well, on Christmas, Tuya is going to present the Christmas service meditation, and it involves the idea of the fourth of the wise men. It's a very, I think, a very beautiful story. So maybe you'll be able to join us, and I've got the time. Oh, there's nothing in the chat box. Well, let's see. If there's nothing in the chat box, let's see what I can do about that. I mean, everyone in the meeting, here we go. And hopefully this helps a little bit. Now, there should be something in the chat box. Things were a little bit strange for me at the moment here. So I trust now that you see that the Christmas peace is at 11 a.m. GMT. That is tomorrow. Now, I know for some of you that's just an outrageous time, but for others of you, it's possible. And then also the next day as well, we have, Anne should have sent that to you, and you should have had that. Our USA vigil will be postponed, and we'll pick it up again. But it will not be tomorrow, and it will not be the next day. So this is for a couple of days anyway, our USA vigil. So here are some other things that you can look at. And the Christmas piece will be on our usual YouTube station. And I hope I put that in there for you. By now, you know, it's called Live Link, and I think Live Link, and I think you should know it by now, because it's what we often, you know, often use. Here's the Christmas Gospel, and that is also at 11 a.m. GMT, but on Christmas Day. And that's a very beautiful story. I always, I think it has so much of the Christ spirit. And then the Sacred Pentagram broadcasts begin. Now, let's see if I can, move this. I'm a little bit, anyway, Anne has sent to you. See, that's not going to work, what I've got there. Anne has sent to you all of the Christmas programs. So that should be available to everybody. And you will see, you know, our pre-full moon and our sacred pentagram programs, they will continue during this time. But other than that, the schedule is quite a bit altered. Okay. So if for any reason you have not received, the link of the Christmas programs, yes. So Jesse is saying, yes, have. Christmas week schedule. Yeah, that's what it's called. And it's in the email. Yeah. So just check that out and you'll be fine. Well, tonight, what I'd like to do basically, you know, we've been looking at the danger side of things, but here we are deeply into the Christmas spirit, and we want to take advantage of the beauty of it all. And there is a profound and touching solemnity. It's a bit like Venus in Capricorn in the very highest expression. It's the light supernal and the love eternal that we can begin to experience. So we want to really go out of our way to bless the blue forces, the indigo forces, and even to stand in spiritual being in such a way that we ask for blessing upon, soul blessing upon the red forces. This is not to necessarily promote any personality, but it is to stand in such a way that the soul itself takes care of the adjustments which must occur, and that people be swept by that Christmas spirit, by that change of energy, which really begins at the solstice, which is always, in a way, the true Christmas, the Capricorn solstice, and can make a difference. It can touch the heart. And who knows, maybe in such a way that the kind of chaos that has been feared, and which is, yes, descending during these next 27 days or so, that kind of chaos will not be as disruptive or as dangerous as it otherwise might be. So we'll extend our blessing to everyone. We'll look for a way for the United States and for the United Nations of the world to all become unified under this Christmas light, under this Christmas love, under this sacrificial tendency, which can descend upon many, many people when the heart is open. It goes beyond the dogma. It goes beyond the angered solar plexus for millions of people. And maybe it can have a lasting effect to help us ward off the worst circumstances of a very dark situation. Of course, the COVID continues, and people are now, the hospital beds are gone, the ICU beds are gone, they're in the hallways of the hospital. Who knows how they can be treated? The numbers are increasing and not declining, and people are ignoring the best advice from the scientists. You know, there's an ancient kind of process over the last 2,000 years whereby the sixth ray souls, in their enthusiasm and in their staunch belief, attacked the seventh ray and attacked the fifth ray simultaneously. Now, these are the two rays of the new age, very prominently, the seventh and the fifth, and with Christ's reappearance, the second ray will be extremely prominent as well, but for a different reason. So the scientists were not allowed to bring forth their findings, and the magicians, so to speak, the people who understood nature, were persecuted and put to death under the guise of witchcraft and all the rest of it. That is a natural tendency for the sixth ray when it becomes fanatical. Now, we have to overcome that tendency. There are many obstructive things which are going on, as you know, and I think here, you know, you're saying so, aren't you, Jesse, and about the stimulus relief being blocked. Yes, indeed. And unless you increase, you know, they've fine-tuned the compromise, it's better than nothing. But now the president wants it raised up to $2,000 a month, something like that, or maybe it's a one-time gift, I'm not sure. It's necessary, of course, but it runs the risk of thwarting the whole process. But, you know, for a little while, although we remain vigilant, we try to stay in the light supernal, in the love eternal, and in the peaceful, silent will. And of course, look, when we get back, we're going to work on the Georgia runoffs, and we're going to work on the last place where some kind of stunt can be pulled, namely the January 6th approval by Congress of the electors' votes. We'll work on all that. But for right now, we will not taint the beauty, the growing beauty of the Christmas spirit with too much attention to it. Just vigilance, yet lest we descend into the negativity and lest we miss the extraordinary energies which can be made available to us. I mean, you know, you've all, every one of us, we've been swept by the Christmas spirit. And that is what we want to build on esoterically. Yeah. So, and we will hold our posts. And even if all goes well on January 6th, we will hold our posts until the inauguration, you see. At least that, because we have a big psychological, spiritual regeneration task before us. And we don't know immediately what's coming. Free will does exist in these things. So our vigilance is, as you say, well, we all realize it is required. Okay, friends, I don't think I want to get too much into the new group of world servers work here right now. I think I want to keep it, you know, somewhat simple, especially since I probably don't even know how to get back there. So let's see if I, yeah, there's something going on here that is escaping my my abilities to yes, if I fool around too much, I'm going to be in big trouble. So I'm not going to do that. Usually this is done on Tuya's computer, and she knows exactly how she wants to do that. And I can easily lose things and send us all astray. So let's just have a little meditation. And, you know, we won't have the music right now. I'm going to learn how to do that also on Zoom. I have a lot of music I'd like to play for you over the years. And but right now, we've been so busy that it has not been really possible for us. So let's... And I'm hoping that if you see some odd-looking pictures and some overlaps, please forgive me. I don't want to be too go into this too thoroughly and distract from the main idea. So that's just a line. First, with our own soul, which of course is part of the one soul, our own higher consciousness. And we'll realize that we are the, every one of us, the inner God. And more we will identify with that inner entity, which we are, and all of us together as well. One soul, with many different points of focus, but one soul. There is no my soul, thy soul. Ultimately, there is the one soul, and it's the one soul of all humanity, and even more. Finally, one soul in all the universe. It's a big thought, and one day it will be a true reality to us. But here on our little planet, little non-sacred planet, so connected with the sign Gemini that has helped or will help make it a sacred planet, we become, if we graduate, what's called adjudicators between the pairs of opposites. We learn how to judge between the higher self and the lower self, between the sponsoring angel of the presence and the slowly developing and still quite selfish dweller on the threshold. we learn. Until we can always bring the soul into infusion through the lower elemental life. And in the country, the United States, Mars is found in the sign of the brothers. The warring brothers, or the harmonized brothers, Castor and Pollux. One star, one supergiant star, Pollux, and three double stars, making six, Castor. One and seven, one and six make the seven. And in the country, the United States, which is, I think, so important eventually involving Christ's reappearance, and because there are so many six-ray souls, and because the planetary center, New York, is basically a six-ray planetary center, there's a big attack to sort of mess up the one of the main venues where the Christ will set up his headquarters, at least in my estimation. We don't know, but we know that the United States, United Kingdom, Russia, Russian Federation, very important for humanity, all three of them, and that the major center of the United Nations is in New York. And that the into that great sixth ray planetary center, which is a second ray soul itself, the city, and a third ray personality. And that's always the problem, uniting soul and personality, two and three, generically. The head of government will focus itself in the centuries ahead. So what is going on now is simply the effort to obstruct, engineered by the, I believe, the cosmic forces of evil, once again, and we can help prevent that obstruction. When indeed we surround the three great aspects of divinity represented by the White House executive, the Capitol legislative, and the Supreme Court judicial, we can surround them, and by extension, all the people in this very variegated populace. E pluribus unum. E pluribus unum. E pluribus unum. Out of many, one. The Christ has come to unify. And the hierarchy is really protecting humanity from some of the worst energies. by creating that great defending wall. And we, as aspirants and disciples, can participate on a much lower level to radiate love, radiate light, radiate our willing sacrifice for the good, to create our own version of the defending wall. So it's as if we all surround the triangle, which must in a way turn blue as the main indigo synthetic energy. And we must help this change from Martian red, at least to purple, at first. And our violet work will help, so that we're on our way towards the great synthesis of indigo, uniting all the people in the nation, and by extension, all the nations in the world, and all the people in those nations. United in the indigo, which will represent the soul ray, not just of the United States, but of humanity. Yes, eventually the soul ray of humanity will be the second ray. And we are part of making that happen. And when the Christ comes, he will come with his angelic host, and working with the various masters, various angels of different hues and qualities can be found, and they will help. At this time in human history, when once again and under the right methods, the human and angel kingdoms will develop a cooperative relationship. The blue and the rose angels are very important under Master Kutumi, regenerating that great plane of maximum illusion at this time, the astral plane. But the blue and the rose will take over. And that swirling mess, that sort of hissing gray serpent, that miasma that distorts truth, it will give way, and the Master Jesus will come with his, believe it or not, his violet angels, and the Master Moria will come with his gold and red, gold and white angels. And Master DK and other healers will work with the green and bring methods of healing onto the outer plane. So the company of angels will assist in the great renaissance that is coming under the fourth ray, with Master Serapis organizing the whole thing and training the so many angels to work with humanity, so that the art of living in beauty can descend. And we can make a difference, and will make a difference. That's what we're being trained to do over the next 2,000 years, even 2,500 years, the double term of office of the Bodhisattva, the double term. And we can learn to serve the great solar angel, or angel of the presence of the United States, all leading to the service of every nation of its solar angel, its supervisor, and eventually to the great solar angel of humanity itself. This is an angelic solar system with 140 billion angel units that are conscious, not to mention all the others, with only 60 billion human units. This is a great second ray angelic solar system. And we will find it a great joy, once we know what we're doing, to cooperate with this heavenly host. The fifth ray will help. I mastered energy. Energy itself, I am. The master and the mastered are but one. The fourth ray, the fifth ray coming together. The magical seventh ray, we will know how to live in an entirely new order of life. Many will be the experiments. We're in the midst of a great experiment right now. Has there ever been a modern, true democracy? A true democracy? Well, there are tendencies. And they must be protected. Master R has undertaken regency of these democratic experiments. I'm not talking about a party. I'm talking about democracy as a hierarchical form of government. And respecting the will of all people at this beautiful time of light supernal, love eternal, peaceful, silent will, we do everything we can within humanity and across all nations to promote democracy, the will of the people. But it is dangerous work. And if we work for the reappearance of the Christ with any consistency, we are noticed by the counterforce. And so when dealing with glamour, so rampant today, with illusion so concrete, preventing the illumination of the mind, we've been given this protective formula. Forehead, heart, left eye, right eye, tracing light as a soul. I work in light, and darkness cannot touch me. I take my stand within the light. I work, and from that point, I never move. And we know, standing in the light, a little bit about how to make our triple lighted beam out onto the astral plane, attacking the distortions of Kama Manas, a powerful beam which recognizes glamour, and which weakens it, especially right now, all of the lying, the glamour of the lie, the manipulation, the disrespect of truth. We can weaken that, almost like an electric current, standing in light, weakening the miasmas so that they just begin to dissipate, and the sun of truth will shine through the clouds. The glamour will not appear. The quality of that glamour will not establish itself. The energetic vitality which sustains the glamour will no longer sustain it. So we stand in spiritual being imaginatively, and we weaken all the distortions with our great beam, the technique of light. And later we'll get back into the full glamour meditations. But now every night, or most every night, we'll at least mention them when we have these vigils. We strike the mudra, which is the Dhyani mudra, the mudra of meditation. Through the power of meditation, we become spiritual warriors. Just as the Buddha was, they called him the lion. His weapon was the great light and wisdom. The weapon of the Christ, the great love. And then finally, and mostly for a somewhat later time, the weapon of the will to good. Pouring through us, purposefully guiding us, empowering us, in the centuries ahead, so that we can really help these great ones who have a vision far beyond our own, really bring their vision to fruition. Master R, one of the three great lords, who knows the purpose and who knows the plan. And a purifying white light descends helping us bring purity, clarity to an otherwise very glamorous situation, because it is an emergency. And under such circumstances, we can follow the white magical instructions and call down from the entire hierarchy and from the Chohans the violet light, which reacts so strongly on the etheric body. Spreading throughout the United States and throughout the nations of the world and throughout humanity, reorganizing relations, because there is an attack along the political line, and it involves economics and religion too. But we defend with the violet light. reaching every area. First within the United States, where the battle is obviously acute. And then through the other countries, all the nations, reorganizing humanity's response to these forces of obstruction. And in this reorganization, the Martian red converge upon purple, violet, and the approach can be no longer so blind, more and more under the great indigo blue, which combining with the red renders the purple, the violet. And people having suffered, having lost, having been disillusioned, can realize the error of their ways. And realize they have been deceived. And can begin to walk the bridge which leads to the angel of the presence. Time and suffering required, but the end is sure. And we are contributing to the creation of this vacuum, an occult technique. A group of people rightly intermingled, says the Tibetan, can get results when the work is carefully done. The vacuum will be created that corresponds somewhat to the vacuum that should exist, that passage of transmission between the ego, that is the soul, and the personality. But for people like ourselves, between an outer group, which we are, and those on the inner side who inspire us. We receive the inspiration. And over these next days, we will live in the flow of this inspiration. study the techniques of fusion, and we learn how illumination, imagination, and inspiration can descend via the vacuum on different rays and qualify us to really help. And as we build our Antikarana together as a group, that golden yellow of Buddhi, especially in relation to humanity, can begin to fuse and blend the many differences. The sixth principle of Buddhi, love, wisdom. Fusing and blending what now looks like almost a hopeless division and discord, contentiousness, conflict, friction. But Buddhi can harmonize. It is the plane of harmonization. And the great angels can help. Archangel Michael is Saturn. And other instances along the ladder of evolution. Part of the angelic host, a leader in the angelic host. But also the planet of justice, Saturn. And can defeat that monster that we encounter in early Scorpio when humanity doesn't know what it's doing and has identified as the dweller instead of reaching out towards the angel. So the power of the angelic host, led by that great archangel, appearing on many different levels, can lead us to victory. Have in mind the victory we will accomplish. We will be victorious. The question is the time equation and how skillfully or not we emerge into victory. Let us take all we may know of occultism, of esotericism, and apply it to the achievement of the victory for all humanity and eventually for the entire planet. And we begin by bringing harmony, the sixth principle of love, wisdom, through the Christ into the three main foci of government, the executive, legislative, and judicial branch, and whatever however they are represented in the various nations of the world. But at least let there be unity and harmony in those who are to uphold the health, the welfare, the plan-oriented goodness within the United States, where the crisis right now is acute. Let that indigo ray unite, unite, and banish selfishness. The coming Christ brings the indigo ray strongly. Everyone is under the indigo ray. It's the great synthetic ray, no matter what your other rays may be. And we see that indigo ray sweeping through the nation, through all the people. Through all nations, through all the people of all nations, from the soul of humanity into the personality of humanity. Now in a state of rebellion, but subdued by the great synthetic indigo ray. And we call upon our helpers, invoking them, not worshiping them, not worshiping, no, invoking. That's the method. Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end. Through the sevenfold wheel of divine love, we spread abroad the seven colors, representing the beneficence of the seven ashrams, under whose influence all the diversity can be brought into unity. Even as the seven ashrams work in unison. We stand in the center as a soul responsive group, the will going forth, the truth an exactitude of science going forth, the intuition going forth, the abstract mind going forth creatively, inclusive idealism going forth, the great synthetic indigo blue going forth, and the magical reordering of the violet ray going forth. E pluribus unum, uniting the many into one, e pluribus unum. Out of many, one. No matter what ray the many may be upon. E pluribus unum. And then living up to the motto, as all nations must, I light the way. I light the way. I light the way. And when the many mottos go forth, it will be a beautiful synthesis for an uprising humanity, uprising into the angel of the presence. I light the way, liberty, equality, fraternity. But first, the liberty. And the casting out of all tendency towards enslavement, no matter on what level of the personality, physical, astral, or mental, or the entire personality, no slavery. The great teachers are coming, and the blending of the light and the dark will occur. The opportunity is great. There will be not tomorrow or the next day our vigil, but there will be the other beautiful things. I know that I'm always very touched by those ceremonies that Tuya leads at the Christmas time. The Christmas peace ceremony tomorrow, our normal YouTube link at 11 o'clock GMT, 11 a.m., if you can. And then the next day, Christmas, the Christmas gospel story, also 11 a.m. GMT, and also the same YouTube live link that we've been using for a long time. So, friends, we wish you a very beautiful Christmas peace. We'll be with you celebrating that. It's a tradition here, you know, and there's so much Seventh Ray in Finland. They really hold to their traditions. And every day from a balcony in Turku, is it a governmental building and related to the church, the Christmas peace, an old document, is read in Finnish and Swedish, but we'll be handling it in English when we do that. And may the Christmas peace, which is the peace of Shambhala, descend upon all of us. And then we'll get into the music and the Christmas carols and the all the festivities of Christmas that remind us of the sounding joy, which is especially repeated at this time of the year. So Tuya and I and all the communications team and all the Moria Federation and University of Seven Rays and Seven Ray Institute faculty, administration, whatever, wish you a most wonderful immersion in the spirit of the Christ. Because it's a magical thing. And when it sweeps through us, we know that words are words, but the energy is the energy. That's what we wish. And so, all of the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle. And from that single candle of emanation, all the other billions, trillions, quadrillions, whatever, of candles are lit. And this is a time to celebrate that great and solemn light. So, many blessings, lots of love. Have a beautiful time, and join us if you can for Christmas peace, and then the next day for the gospel story. And you know, here in Europe, Christmas is 2 days, so there's probably more things going on as well. The link that Anne has sent out about Christmas programming should cover how you can get there. And if for any reason you're not on the CC list, Constant Contact, please make sure that somehow you get there. Just write to me or Joe Waltz or BL or Michael Crow or to Tuya. We'll make sure that you're on the Constant Contact list. So meanwhile, Farewell for now. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.